This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us now is the superintendent of the Mercer County School District, Scott Petrie. And I know some attention with a student walkout that is planned for next Wednesday, March the 14th. I know we had two students talking about that issue with us earlier in the week. And Scott Petrie joining us now. I guess first up, just kind of your reaction. I know one of the issues with the walkout is kind of the concern over the potential disruption of a school day and how the district handles that with the potential of maybe outside visitors being on the school campus. So that, I know, is one of the things you wanted to address.
Yeah, student safety is really important to Mercer County Schools, and we want to make sure that we do everything we can to keep our kids safe during the school day and outside of the school day as well. And the School Board Association has made 2 points a top priority in trying to control that. And one of those is communication, and the other is controlled access. And the controlled access is what we talk about in terms of visitors and outside folks, that we have our standard protocols in place for them to register at the principal's office as they come into any building. And that's a big concern when we saw a lot of things change last Friday and over the weekend as it relates to a potential student walkout.
And I know the students' intentions are peaceful, but what you're saying, you're concerned about the outside influence beyond that.
Yeah, that's right. Mrs. Day, the principal at the high school, had an opportunity to meet with a few students early last week. But then on Friday, before we'd had a chance to have any more meetings, the walkout movement kind of grew on its own, and we had some posters and a Facebook page with outside invitations and a lot of things that kind of morphed before our meeting Monday morning, when she was able to meet with some students again and try to get a handle on really what direction this is headed. And honor and remembrance were some key points in there, and those are certainly things that we'd like to recognize. The protest piece is what really drew the concern and led to some additional meetings between the school district and local and county law enforcement about how to make sure we can keep our students safe and minimize any additional disruption during the school day.
And I know, you know, the district, this is a sensitive issue. I know at one time I talked to a superintendent that has since retired, and he had indicated, which is so true whether you're a school board member or a school district administrator, he said from the outside looking in, it's much easier to address those things. From the inside looking out, it's a much different story. So the big issue here is, from a school district standpoint, when these type of issues happen, there's this subjectivity that comes into play, because you can have this type of student-led walkout, which the cause seems noble, honoring 17 students in Florida that died in a mass shooting. But then there comes a point where you have to draw the line on, well, how do we decide where students can and cannot walk out? So the discipline becomes the big issue here. So a student will walk out if a student does indeed walk out, however many. What are the potential consequences? Because that is unexcused. That's an unexcused absence. You're leaving school while school is in session. So what is the consequence with that?
Well, we actually have a number of consequences in our high school handbook and in our district policy. And what you may have heard yesterday, or what may be talked about, is no change from what's been in place for a long time. What we've done as a district is try to make sure, because we anticipated a larger number of students participating in this activity, that they understood what those consequences could be. And they range from a slight reduction in their grade in the class for which they're unexcused for the quarter, to issues that deal with National Honor Society membership, senior finals, or participation in extracurricular activities during the day of an unexcused absence. And, you know, there were a couple issues related around National Honor Society in particular, and I want to make sure, and I think the sponsor may have contacted you already in that regard, that at this time there are no National Honor Society candidates because we don't determine that eligibility until the end of the third quarter.
And she did clarify that, and I'm glad you talked about that. But what I am getting at, that the question then remains, if you are a student in your top five in class and you participate in this walkout and you eventually, I'm saying if you do become a candidate for the National Honor Society, would this impact that?
Yes, it would. But that's no different than it has been in past years. Those National Honor Society rules at the local level have been in place for a long time.
Yeah.
And another piece, and I'm sure that the sponsor clarified that as well, is that there are no specific National Honor Society scholarships, although it is highly regarded honor in terms of applying for others.
Now, the follow-up to that is a student will say, well, why can't that be changed? So who would determine that if these type of things need to be changed? I mean, is that a school board related issue? The discipline, the code, all that the code of conduct?
Yes, it is. And those are handbook changes that we review on an annual basis, and that comes from student faculty input, parent input at the building level, and that trickles up through the principals and the superintendent to the school board that's approved in the summer or early fall of each year. But there are other avenues for change as well, and we've encouraged students to reach out. In fact, I was able to meet with some students yesterday after school, and we had a good conversation about our concerns and the things that they're interested in doing, and trying to get them to articulate really what they plan for Wednesday, because again, our concern is honor and remembrance is one piece, but protest is the red flag that we see out there and trying to make sure that kids are safe. And we also talked that I'd like to, you know, we have other avenues for change as well, and coming to address a school board, coming to address an Aledo City Council or a Mercer County Board, all of us have had meetings since the time of that shooting. And those are certainly valid avenues that could be addressed by student groups or others to make changes or to recommend changes that they think might lead to safer campuses.
Yeah, and I know this too when you look at it, and this is just me speaking, about a teachable moment here. And, you know, people will always say, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. Well, they forget that freedom of speech does not come without consequence. I mean, that's kind of a lesson to be learned here, isn't it?
It is. We make choices all the time, and those choices have consequences, sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. And we have to look back on those choices and determine, did we make the right call at that time?
All right. Anything else on this issue before we let you go now? Because I know at least the indication from the students is regardless of what happens, whatever the penalty is, they're doing it. That's what they said on the air. I haven't talked to them since. So, is there any other meetings, board meetings, anything like that, or just any closing thing you'd like to say about this?
Well, right now we're working on trying to get a board meeting together where we can kind of address some of the student safety issues. And again, we're going to continue to work with students to make them aware of whatever consequences there might be, and also to make sure that we keep all students safe.
And that could be before the intended walkout on the 14th?
Yes.
Okay. Scott Petrie, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim.
It's Unit 404 Superintendent Scott Petrie joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.